Hello, Steve. This is Sheldon here. How are you?
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Here, let me turn my computer off here. Okay, now I can hear you.
So, how have you been?
I'm fantastic. I can't complain. Life is great.
That's great. That's great to hear. So, Steve, I just wanted to confirm. You said you've published two books before. Is that on Amazon?
I'm sorry?
You said you have published two books before. Is that on Amazon?
I said I have published two books before. They were published by Mohegan Publishing in Ohio and strictly a textbook company.
Oh. Oh, okay. But... Steve, Amazon works in a very different way compared to a regular publishing, because it has a certain, you can ask people if you want, they have a certain requirements in terms of standards they want to maintain while publishing the book, okay?
You're going to have to slow down when you speak to me, please.
My bad, sorry. I was saying that Amazon has its own specific requirements, and in terms of novels, there's a bit of difference from textbooks, because textbooks often involve a certain amount of plagiarism requirements that are fine, and but when it comes to Amazon novel publishing, they're going to check everything in terms of the plagiarism in your book, okay?
Now, is that your company that you're working for?
No,
what
Amazon.
Talking about right now?
No, what I'm talking about is you gave us a book to edit it according to, you know, publishing requirements, correct?
True.
Yeah. So I'm right now what I'm telling you is that there are certain requirements from Amazon in order to publish your book. I was just asking if you have those cleared out. Like, do you have an ISBN at this time?
I'm not clear on that. I don't know what the requirements are.
That's
just
what I'm
trying
asking.
To get my book published, that's all.
Do you have an ISBN?
No.
Okay. Have you secured any copyrights for your book?
Do I have any copyrights?
Yeah, for your book.
No.
Oh, that's very important, Steve. Because if you are to publish your book...
I'm just writing my story.
Uh-huh.
That's all I'm doing.
Yeah, but I
mean,
completely understand.
When I spoke with Daniel
mm-hmm.
told me basically
mm-hmm.
how I got in touch with Daniel was looking for a ghostwriter.
Mm-hmm.
So he got in touch with me and said that submit those 100 pages on 8x11,
uh-huh.
which I did, and those 100 pages turned into 194 pages, I believe, on 6x9.
Yeah.
So now I converted the whole thing to 6x9, and I would like then, you're supposed to, I guess, edit it and format it so that it's ready for publishing.
Yes. That's true. We are working on that. But...
Okay.
What I'm asking is something aside from that, since we don't only edit or write books, we also publish the books for you on different platforms like Amazon and Barnes & Noble, okay? We can do that, but
okay.
What I'm trying to ask you right now is there are a few requirements from Amazon in order to get a book published. One of those requirements is an ISBN, okay?
I'm looking for a company that would publish my book online, but also a company that would offer a paperback.
Yeah, Amazon also offers paperback as well.
Because I want a book in my hand.
Oh, we also have a printing service. I can, like, when we're done with the book, I can send you a printed copy. Like, well, you know, if you want a specific amount of printed copies, you can, you know, always go for on-demand service.
Okay.
But aside
so you're
from
going
that,
to be able to get
mm-hmm.
me a copy of the book printed?
Yes, we can send it to you on demand, yes.
And that'll be in what, paperback?
That can be paperback or hardcover, depending on you.
I would rather have a hardcover if that's possible.
Okay.
I don't know what that cost is, but I would rather have a hardcover.
Okay, no problem. Now, Steve, again, returning back to the original point, since you want this published, what are your plans?
What are my plans are just basically right now trying to get recommendations from you.
Okay. So how about this?
I spoke with mm-hmm. Daniel, and I assumed too much. There was too mm-hmm. much in between the lines that I didn't understand.
Uh-huh.
Perhaps. Maybe Daniel wasn't clear. Maybe I wasn't clear. I have no idea. I just thought basically it was going to go from you to, and because he talked about Amazon, he says we can upload it to Amazon.
Yes, we can. But during that time, when you were talking with Daniel, he didn't actually have all the details related to the book. So when I got the entire book, I sent it to my team. They gave me some of their own reservations, and I sent it also to my publishing departments. So they told me the requirements that are there in order to get the book published, okay? How about this? How about I compile an email telling you what's required in order to get your book published so you can give the response to that and you take your time reading it and, you know, understand what's needed.
Okay.
Cool. And I think we have a draft waiting for you.
So when you
next
say
week.
Mm-hmm. The requirement.
Yeah.
Okay, give me an example. What is the requirement that to get a book published?
Well, like I said, ISBN is one of the requirements in order to get a book published. It's basically a recognition number that is linked to your book. That's going to be unique to your novel.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of like a barcode that you see in any, you know, you go to a grocery store, you pick up any item, you see a barcode related to it with some numbers, right? That's a serial code.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, an ISBN is a serial code number for your book.
Well, how did we get that? See, my textbooks already had that on them. I didn't have to do anything.
Yeah, because you went for publishing from it through a company, right? For textbooks, it's pretty easy.
Mohegan Publishing.
For textbooks, it's uh-huh. You were saying?
Yeah, I said basically they did everything. I didn't. All I did was submit my manuscript, and they took it from there.
See, textbooks are much easier to publish compared to a novel. But in terms of getting the ISBN and everything, we can help you out.
Okay.
Do you want to get publishing? Because we can upgrade your package towards publishing. I can get you in touch with the strategist that can help you upgrade your package. What do you think?
Well, it depends on... I would like to see the book printed.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see what the book looks like. I would like to read the book after you go through it and you edit it and you do what you have to do through it, I would like to read it. Then if I think it should be published, we'll publish it. And at this point, 90% of me says get it published.
Okay. So I'll see what I can do. And I'll tell you about
upgrade to publishing that you offer.
Well, Amazon Publishing, but basically we offer a service for publishing, and well, every service has a certain cost, right? We offer different packages. You saw on our website, you saw on our website, if you want to go, you can check again, that everything is very transparent, as I told you before with us. So we do everything in terms of books. Mm-hmm.
Alan, what is the cost to have it published?
Not exactly sure on that because I don't really decide costs. So I can ask a ballpark figure and send it to you on email, but that's usually
okay.
not my department. So
all right.
It kind of did because I'll have to share the details with the strategist,
you know,
all of it,
it's
like your entire book.
I talk page publishing,
uh-huh.
and they have everything so professional laid out for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking and I'm saying, well, if I could do it with somebody else for less, I'll go with somebody else for less because I have no guarantees that Paige is going to be any better than anybody else. But let me tell you, when you talk with Paige, it's very professional. It's not, they just seem to know exactly what needs to be done, and they let you know, and right up front they say, this is what it's going to cost you, and not a penny more, and we guarantee you we're going to have so many books for you. So.
Well, actually, Steve, the thing is, the reason why I want to give you a specific cost is because at times, since you are already our customer, we give you possible discounts. Now, I can't offer you those discounts, but the person I'm going to link you to definitely can. So that's why
okay.
I don't want to give you just a standard cost, so I say something else.
Michelle, then do me a favor and get the book ready for publishing,
mm-hmm.
And we'll go from there, okay?
Perfect. That sounds great.
Once we get to that point, then we'll go the next step, and if I use your company for the rest of it, that's fine. As long as things run smoothly, I'm happy, as long as they run smoothly. But to be honest with you, up to this point, it hasn't been a smooth transition from Daniel to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not been a smooth transition.
Well, let me get your book to a final stage, okay?
No, mm-hmm. To be honest with you, it wasn't smooth with Daniel because he would say one thing, then he would say something else, he would say something else, and nothing was clear. And then when I spoke with Page Publishing, everything was just so simple. And right now, I wish I would have went with them in the first place. But I was already talking to Daniel, and Daniel was the first response. And I said, you know, the first response, you go with him. So that's what I did. You live and you learn, Sheldon.
I do understand, Steve.
I've learned a lot.
I do. I completely
okay.
understand,
so
Steve.
Let's just do it this way.
Mm-hmm.
You get done what you need to get done, and you say, Steve, here's your final copy.
Okay.
Okay? And you tell me what I need to do in the meantime to help you get that ready. I sent you everything on 6x9.
Yeah.
And I hope that came through and it looks okay. I hope all the photos stayed in place because I don't know how to format that to keep them in place. Okay.
Our guys are working on it. Don't worry about that. Our editing team is already working on it. I already forwarded everything that you gave me. Okay. So I'll start rolling drafts to you by next week and you'll see progress. Okay. You may not think right now that it was the right choice, but trust me, by the end of all of this, you'll consider it the right choice.
Okay. So somebody's looking at the book right now then, right?
Yep.
Okay. I appreciate that, Sheldon. And as soon as you get something to send to me, it will be greatly appreciated.
Perfect, Steve. I'll keep you posted,
okay?
Keep you posted.
Thank you, Sheldon. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Have a good day. Bye.